Seeking the Wise Whys.
With Aaron and Alexander discussing the Just Philosophy.
Covering self-development, emotional processing, conscious relationships, and five levels of overall wellness. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wise Whys podcast. Alexander here, going to be reviewing episode 86, How to Practice Spirituality While Doing the Internal Work. And this is a very interesting subject because the beautiful thing about life and people is the way we do perceive things differently. And the Just Philosophy is about learning to accept the different ways that people see things while exemplifying the way that we perceive it. And getting into the spirituality slash religion, you know, it's very delicate because people are caught in their dogmas. But we're going to share today, not getting into other religions or spiritual paths, but we're going to focus on how the Just Philosophy looks at spirituality in general. And we've even had people question why we don't talk about spirituality more. And when in actuality, we talk about spirituality, from my view, in every episode. And the main aspects of spirituality that I'm really interested in getting across is the practice of faith, the practice of trust, the practice of non-judgment, which leads toward a life of gratitude and practicing gratitude. In my five levels practice that I do daily, practicing gratitude and giving the spiritual level is starting through that gratitude, finding things that and people and situations that I'm very grateful for, and acknowledging that out loud, and also being grateful for the lessons and the challenges that life has brought. So getting into how we're going to break this down, you know, is going to be connected to the five levels: the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, the energetic, and the physical, and how all of these are connected. So I want to separate spirituality and ceremony. And I think that people get these confused. There's a lot of practices out there that are around ceremony that people see as spiritual practices, and I'm not here to say that they're not. But I am here to differentiate that, because we don't talk about a lot of ceremony, that sometimes I think people can feel that we're not talking about spirituality. But let me mention those four aspects again: the practice of faith, the practice of trust, the practice of non-judgment, and the practice of gratitude. Those are the four main aspects of the spiritual practice through the Just Philosophy. And we can typically only practice the trust and the faith part and the non-judgment. Really, all four of these are optimally practiced when you are being challenged in life, when you're not getting what you want, or you got a no or a door closed on an opportunity. To have trust and faith that no is still leading you toward where you're going and where you need to be. And judgment in a lot of religions is discussed and talked about, to stay out of judgment. And see, from my perspective and the Just Philosophy's perspective, you can't judge and learn at the same time. So see, when we practice that, every person in every situation has something to teach, which is one of the five main pillars of the Just Philosophy, that everybody and every situation can be your teacher. Doesn't mean that it has to or it will. See, we have to want to learn. And when we are looking to learn, we take away that judgment. And this is a very powerful tool. So when people often ask me, you know, how to practice faith and how to practice trust, it is in that seeing the first pillar as Everything's in divine order, whether I understand it or not. Or find the divine order in the chaos of life. And that teaching has helped me to forgive, to release, to accept. And everyone that's listened to the podcast for a while knows how big acceptance is in this philosophy. And again, acceptance doesn't equate to approving of or condoning of any actions. It merely means that I'm not going to carry resistance that this has to exist. You see, now we get into pillar two. Pillar number two is the law of polarity versus duality. And that everything that's on this earth has an opposite. So see, acceptance is accepting that no matter how I feel, how passionately I feel about something, there has to be someone or others out there that feel just as passionately about the opposite view. So see, that helped me to understand too that I don't need to go out and fix people through my teachings, through my words, but to exemplify a different way over a long period of time, to create questions from those people to bring that to me to give another point of view. So accepting people for where they are and who they are is a huge part of this. I love asking people, you know, what their spiritual or religious practices are. And I really enjoy hearing what people give in that view and in that perception. And I do feel that it's an individual process. And that's why we're just sharing the way that the Just Philosophy approaches it and looks at it so that those that resonate and harmonize with it will do so and hopefully get to the point to being an example themselves to create those questions for others to inquire, hey, what do you do and how do you do this? And then when that door is open, as I said on the podcast, the previous podcast of number 86, I believe it is that many people get in strong debates or arguments or discussions about presenting their spiritual or religious path. And I wanted to highlight that again, like I said in that podcast, I very rarely see anyone change their view through pressure. What I have experienced is people changing their view or being open to a different perception once they feel accepted. And again, accepted doesn't always mean that they feel agreed with. It merely means that you respect their perception or their way of looking at it. And this is very challenging for people because when you're stuck in your ego, you want to defend things that you feel is important to you. And many times that defense or that defending, you're really defending it to yourself because you're not living what you preach, maybe. And so once your preaching or your message gets challenged, then the negative emotions of fear and anger and frustration come up, and that's what gets catapulted onto people. So I like to suggest for people to only discuss things that you carry wisdom in. And by wisdom, what I mean is that maybe you learn something from a book or from a teacher, and then you put an ample amount of time of practicing that concept, failing approximately 100 times to get to the point to where you have a wiser way of looking at it. So wisdom in this philosophy is knowledge plus experience equals wisdom. And when you live in that wisdom, there's a deeper level of the trust, a deeper level of the practice of faith, a deeper level of non-judgment. Because again, the more secure that you feel about how you see things, the less challenged you are by people that see things a different way. So I like to, as Jalaluddin Rumi says, you know, to invite the darkness in. Invite those negative emotions in. They're nothing to be afraid of. That if we invite them in and we look at them and we begin to understand where maybe this pattern started, and we work with some forgiveness to forgive the people and situations of the past, then what I've proven is that less and less of those situations show up in your present. So this is the importance of seeing this life as an opportunity to learn and to grow. And again, I wanted to repeat that it's very challenging, if not impossible, to learn and to judge at the same time. So people, you know, when they inquire to me about maybe being spiritually lost or don't feel a connection to a higher power. I mentioned as well in episode 86, too, that we have three main questions of the authentic self. Who are you? What are you passionate about? And how do you exemplify that passion and who you are every day? And I feel like these three questions can help someone reach that external higher energy, that higher source, to bring some faith and trust when we see that things aren't always in our control. But if we live through intention rather than plans or goals or expectations. See, with intention, you have a direct pathway of how you want to accomplish something. But intention works with faith and trust that if you go in a certain direction, say you want to change your career path, and so you set an intention that you want to have a job working with kids or children. And maybe you contact a nanny agency and you give them your references but for a while, you're not getting any responses, any positive responses. For some people, this will be very deflating. For some people, they will quit trying very quickly and go back to something maybe in the past that they've done, because they can misconstrue that the universe isn't supporting it. What I want to bring in here is when we doubt ourselves, one way to learn to not doubt ourselves is to be challenged and to persevere through those challenges. For instance, when I first started my career in being a service to people and doing live performances, sometimes there would be three people, sometimes there would be five, sometimes there would be 10 or more. But for many years, I accepted whoever showed up. I was going to share what I'm sharing because I was passionate about it. And it's what I exemplify. And it's who I am. So see, I chose not to be deflated by a lack of attendance or a lack of interaction because I had this drive or this feeling that this is what I'm supposed to do. So our culture nowadays, especially with young people, they seem to be very challenged to follow through and persevere through challenges because they want the results very quickly. And most people that are successful at anything, whether it's sports or a job or career or family or whatever it is, the majority of the time they've put a lot of effort and practice and time into that. So see, this goes back to challenging the faith, challenging the trust, challenging the non-judgment. Because see, it's very easy for us to judge ourselves, to feel like we're not good enough, especially for people that were raised by parents that had techniques that wasn't uplifting, that, or maybe with many generator type of parents, they point out what the child is doing wrong or incorrectly more than what they do well or do correctly, because that's what the generator types from the human design are here to see, what's not working. And so this is why the intention of those around us and those that raised us is very important, because many people don't have the skill set to follow through clearly with what they're really intending. Most people raising children are working directly with what their parents taught them. And so it really helps to walk life in a way to where you learn to see past people's words and even past their actions to see what they are intending. For example, when I got into this work and started studying metaphysics, my wonderful family got very concerned about me and concerned about my soul and what's going to happen after I die. And so they really tried to verbally redirect me and question me. And it upset me in the beginning, and it frustrated me because I felt that I just wanted to help people. My intention was to help. But see, my language wasn't as Christian as my family wanted it to be. So they resisted it. And in order for me to heal that, I had to see, to heal and release it, or to work towards wellness with it is really what I like to say rather than heal. And working towards wellness is the acceptance part, is that my family was trying to save or help me from their perception. Although I felt that it was unsupportive, what they were really doing is, with the tools that they have and the understanding that they have, they were trying their best to love me the best way that they knew how. Now I can love them for that. And at the same time, what did I learn? Because we talked about learning earlier, that you can learn or judge. And so what I wanted to learn in that was that my family trained me to deal with opposition, to deal with resistance, so that when later on down the road, when I did become a public figure, because anyone that's a public figure is going to deal with those types of challenges. And if I didn't have somewhere to practice that, I would have failed a whole lot more in the public's eye with being challenged. So see, let me review that again, that I went to my family after studying lots of stuff around Jesus and Christianity and beyond, writings that were left out of the King James Version of the Bible. And it put a lot of pieces together that I had questions for all the time growing up and going to church. And so I got excited and wanted to share that with my family. But when I shared that, I got nothing but resistance, nothing but judgment, nothing but ridicule. And that really hurt, because most people look for the very first support is in their family. So I pulled back from my family a little bit. And I wanted to get to a point to where I could accept and love them and understand more deeply what they were attempting to do. So through meditation and stillness, I contemplated on it. And what came to me was that that is their love language and that they are loving me once again the best that they know how. And that maybe this subject isn't the subject to talk to these people about. And then it got to, well, what can I learn here? Well, I can learn how to deal with people that resist my way, that resist my perceptions, that have other perceptions, learn to communicate through that resistance to make sure that I am going to persevere to reach the people that are looking for my language, that are looking to resonate with what I have to share. And so see, now I'm able to see my family as these beautiful teachers that prepared me to go out into the world and to share this just philosophy, to share my point of view, to share my understanding of sound therapy and how everything is sound, everything is vibration. That's a fact of physics. And to learn to be confident in what I'm sharing while being humble that I or no one ever knows anything. So I think that's a great example of wherever you're being resisted by others, work to see how they are helping you or how they are teaching you. And the other big part of that is to look past their words, look past their actions, and really contemplate, what are these people really intending? And normally, people have good intentions. Their techniques fail them. So I like to suggest here to just practice that for, say, a few weeks. That instead of paying so much attention to the way somebody says something or the way somebody acts, to go a little bit deeper and say, what is their heart really meaning here? See, we can do this with children because we understand conceptually that children aren't fully developed. So they may say something very rude, but ideally the adults don't get upset because they understand that maybe the child's frustrated at that time, or the child doesn't know the words to grab onto to get their point across. And so we can be a little bit more accepting of children. But this is why I suggest to view people through the 7-year-old goggles, not to look down on them, but to have the same compassion and interest in understanding what they truly mean or intend, rather than how they are getting the message across. See, in practicing non-judgment and faith and trust, understanding that every door that closes, every no that you get, every rejection is not anything negative, that everything is leading you toward where you need to be, where you're supposed to be. It's just our preferences and our perception that we choose whether we accept or don't accept the way that someone is communicating with us. And many times when we don't accept it, it creates friction or it creates resistance. And the resistance that people carry in their bodies and in their minds is what creates dis-ease. Some people call it disease. I call it dis-ease. So whether it's a mental issue or a physical issue, normally things start from the Just Philosophy's perspective in the spiritual level. And I said them earlier, these five levels in order, and it acronyms to a word called SMEEP, S-M-E-E-P. And that's the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, the energetic, and the physical. And when we are having any experience, negative experience, I happen to feel that it started with doubt in the spiritual level, that you feel that everything's not the way that it's supposed to be, or that you think that it's supposed to be different or better, or somewhere else or someone else, whatever you perceive. And see, that resistance is what creates the negative emotion, which is in the mental. That's where the judge sits. I like to suggest to replace the judge with an investigator. But the judge sits and determines whether something is acceptable or not. If it's not acceptable, then it activates a negative emotion in most people. And this negative emotion weakens the energetic field in the area of the chakras or energy centers that's associated with that emotion. Then that weakened energetic field or our aura makes the body more susceptible to injury or illness. So I really wanted to highlight the importance of the reason that I discuss keeping resistance out of your mind and out of your field, and why acceptance is so important due to the laws of polarity, opposites having to exist. Then remembering that can help in conversations to where somebody has a different view than you. That if your heart rate starts getting faster or you start getting warmer, you're probably in resistance. And to remember that everybody has the right to have the perception that they have. Everybody has the right to speak that perception. And this is why I also feel that truth doesn't need to be proven. It just needs to be spoke. And if somebody else has a different truth, then why not accept that? Because if you're clearing your truth, You don't need to convince others. When we have a tendency to need to convince others, normally you're not as solid in that so-called truth as you thought that you were. So again, in starting to wrap up here, I wanted to touch on the three levels again of your authentic self, of who are you. This helps in the who are you. It's not just a name of what you're called, but it's also understanding deeper aspects of yourself, possibly through astrology. And with us, we work with the Human Design System and the Destiny Card System. And then it's, what are you passionate about? What are you passionate about? What did you do in your spare time when you were growing up as a kid before you had responsibilities, for those that don't know what their passion is? And then the third one is, how do you practice that passion? Find ways, it hadn't got to be through making money, but find ways every day to exemplify these passions. It's very, very important. And within that realm of those three questions, as you're getting clear on that individually, when you're interacting with others, you practice faith, trust, non-judgment, and gratitude. And between these two practices, understanding and learning more about your authentic self, and getting clear on those three questions, who are you, what are you passionate about, and how do you exemplify it? And then working with those four principles of spirituality from the Just Philosophy view, again, of faith, trust, non-judgment, and gratitude. I happen to feel that if you practice those two and you work on those two, it will bring a lot of peace and potential ease in the future, especially not just when with dealing with other people, but see how you feel about yourself, how you judge yourself. So see, always remember that judgment that is being projected begins in the self. So very rarely do people project judgments that they don't carry on themselves. So again, anytime you feel somebody is judging you, understand that more than likely they're judging themselves. And this can help with that acceptance once again. So we thank you so much for continuing to connect with us on the podcast. We ask for you to donate in many different ways, whether it's financially or sharing with a friend or even just liking one of our episodes or many of our episodes on social media. It goes a long way. So with much love, respect, and compassion, I look forward to meeting with you again very soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this free version of the Wise Wise podcast. To hear the complete conversation and go deeper into the application of the tools and techniques of the Just Philosophy, head on over to wisewisepodcast.com and become a premium member. You'll get to hear all of our complete conversations, including the complete episodes of our Inward Journey story series and our entire back catalog, and continue your self-development journey with us. We honor your dedication to self-growth, overall wellness, and continuing to ask the wise whys.
And remember, gradual changes over long periods of time equals lasting results.
Continue on your self-growth journey by visiting thejustphilosophy.com, where you are able to connect personally by booking a private consultation with Alexander in person, by phone, or Zoom. Uncover your authentic self more easily with a Human Design or Destiny Card consultation. Here you will gain information about your energetic makeup, personality, and your higher self, as well as navigating your way through your relationships. There are also multiple types of reports available for purchase that help you gain insight into your career, relationships, and opportunities for self-growth. The site also allows you to view a calendar of Alexander's live performances and class schedule, peruse other products such as shirts, CDs, and finally, the revolutionary VibroTune vibrational sound therapy tables. These Contoured therapy tables allow you to bathe in a vibrational sonic bath of frequencies, bringing you into alignment on all levels. You will be feeling and hearing calming music synced through vibration and frequency. So again, you can grab all this goodness at thejustphilosophy.com, thejustphilosophy.com. The Just Philosophy, as discussed in this podcast, has been developed by Alexander over the last 25 years in his personal studies, private practice, and professional environment. The information discussed is intended for educational purposes only and is not meant as a replacement for conventional medicine. Just remember, knowledge plus experience equals wisdom. Seek the wise. We want to thank you for working on you. Keep shining your light and refining your vibe.